Greetings, listeners. This is Madison with Madison's Blog. Today's information will be formulated out of EPSES 1159's fourth module. Today's focus will be answering questions about the module. Let's dive in with the first question. Today's first question is, what is the most useful thing I learned from the module? The most useful thing I learned about the fourth module is online reading and annotation. Now, you're asking yourself, well, what is that? It's an active learning strategy that improves comprehension. Why would I use that? To identify key concepts, isolate and organize important materials. And how do I use it? You use abbreviations and symbols, circle key concepts and phases, highlight and or underline important information within text, write brief comments and questions within margins about notes. So, going on to the next question, what is a specific example of something from this module I've already put into use? So, within the module, we learned about how our mind works and how it saves what we're looking at or what we're learning, and how that corresponds with watching something or listening to something in the background. So typically our mind works in different ways of saving information. If you're distracted while listening to a conversation or within a conversation, you're not going to remember majority of what you were talking about because you have two separate things going on. That conversation while listening to the radio, or that conversation while cooking, your brain doesn't remember fully what the conversation was about, versus fully, your full attention, shall I say, within the conversation, you're more likely to remember what you were talking about and with whom. The third question, what ideas from the module could I put into practice? That's a good question. Going back into the memory conversation, remember to give full attention to activities you are occupied by to retain more. To the fourth and last question, what advice would I give to other students? When taking notes, rather that be for class, for work, for extracurricular activities that you're doing, remember, writing down everything is nearly impossible. You have to write down key concepts and things that you need to remember for either a test or for in-classroom conversations or things that are highly important to remember. And in closing, as always, there's going to be more information and references listed below. This is your host, Madison, logging off.